And we're back. That's right. We are back. Back again. Shady's back. Guess again? Call a friend? We can't know. Listen, we're back to non-astrologers consulting the stars to let you know about what's happening July 2022. That's Jamie Ryan in her spacesuit in Los Angeles.
And that's Austin Williams, still a non-astrologer in Chicago.
Still not an astrologer. Fake diplomas on the wall from, you know, just all sorts of places.
Various
institutions. Mm-hmm. Okay. But listen, we're back at it again with your horoscopes, capital W. And just here to tell you maybe who's having the best month, who's having the worst month, and who's having just like a regular month.
Just a regular old month. Boring even. Yeah.
Boring, probably, honestly. So without further ado, Jamie, tell us what's happening. What's happening this July? What are these themes?
Themes and such. And I will say maybe it wouldn't be such a boring month because we're in Cancer season, which is, of course, an emotional, watery time. And that, as you're hearing this, if you listen to it upon the day of release, happened just 2 days ago on June 21st. We've entered Cancer season. And I have to personally share that I have a little summer solstice kind of like thing in my life that's weird. So I mentioned in the December episode that a lot of men in my life, so my grandpa that I was very close to, my bio dad, and my best male friend are all born 1, 2, 3 days in a row, the December 19th, 20th, 21st. Then like
all that Sagittarian energy.
Then on the summer solstice, so like flip it around to the end of June, my partner's birthday is the 30th. My grandma, who I was very close to and is the wife of the grandpa I just mentioned, her birthday is July 1st. Then good friend of the show and friend from art school, Jesse Reinerth, on the 2nd. And I just think it's weird that I have these masculine and feminine, like polar energies, like on the solstices.
And with like grandparents and like
the same set of grandparents. Yes.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm.
I think it's odd. Anyway, this isn't about me. Sorry, but thank you everyone for listening.
It's a little about you now.
It's always a little about me, but this Cancer season.
This winter break. Sorry.
Some time with loved ones or an uptick in our desire, perhaps, for time with loved ones. Family stuff, home stuff, figuring out your space. Like, obviously, it's Cancer season, so there's going to be, like, shell feelings. Maybe you're going to do something with your house, your home, your hearth. You know what I mean. But big feelings for a lot of us during this part of the month, because as I mentioned last month, Cancer is the wateriest. I mean, so sorry. Cancer is the cryingest of all the water signs.
And that's right. They be crying.
Because of that, many people will continue taking it personally for the Cancer season portion of July, which we have indeed been dealing with through June. But that's okay. That's okay. We love Cancer season for other reasons. But then on July 23rd, we move into Leo season. Here comes the lion. Why would I say that? But Leo season is here to support all of us this year, specifically in our self-love. And it's like always here to do that a
little. Okay, I like that part. Like that part's nice. That feels good.
Well, it's like it's the light to the dark of the Leo side. You know, like maybe they're like a little self-centered, but like you got to take care of yourself. So that Leo energy is here to support us all at this time. And we will need the support as it is a high energy time indeed. Big beach party energy, fucking and fighting and block parties and sleepovers and you know what I mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we can, during Leo season, expect our lives to be influenced by a little impulsivity, whether it's our own or the impulsivity of others affecting our lives. So that'll be both good and bad for a variety of people, and we have that to look forward to. Austin, what are some dates that we should keep an eye out for?
Listen, you know I love to tell you about these dates, so let's go. Let it be July. Okay, sweet friends. We are starting out strong on the 5th of July, really, which always feels like the true start of July to me because, you know, we get caught up in that holiday weekend here in these parts.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Like, the 5th really feels like the 1st of July, but it's the 5th. And so what's happening on the 5th? Let me tell you. Mercury is entering Cancer and Mars is entering Taurus. What does this mean? So with this big Mercury shift into Cancer for the next weeks, you know, communication and thought may be more emotionally rooted and maybe centered around others. And with Mars and Taurus, it may take some time to get started, but once we do, we're going to be able to see it through to the end. This is maybe an energy that we can push forth to kind of stick with even the hardest of tasks once we kind of focus ourselves in. So an interesting start to the month, one might say. Next day on the 6th, we're looking at our first quarter moon in the Libra. This is a time you may weigh your options when kind of trying to figure out the best way to deal with challenges. It's also a good time to perhaps get help from others that'll help, you know, propel you forward or enable you to take some further action. We'd love to see it. On the 13th, we've got a full moon in Capricorn. This transit is a potent time for exploring what obstacles are practically restricting us from obtaining progress. Mm-hmm. Might feel difficult to release and let go of what no longer serves us, but the awareness of a greater path awaits, okay? And I like that kind of energy personally. On the 17th, Venus enters Cancer, and for the next month's love and romance may be overtaken with a prioritization on compassion, some one-on-one nurturing, and empathy, something truly we can all enjoy. On the 19th, Mercury is going to enter Leo, and this is where our communication and thoughts are perhaps more dramatic, theatrical, and passionate.
Erratic,
for,
even.
You know, yeah. Yeah, listen, shout out to the lioness, okay? And that'll last for a few weeks, okay? On the 20th, we've got a last quarter moon in Aries. And this is a time maybe beginning to take perhaps final steps in our goals, ideas, projects. Even if it feels like there maybe are a few loose ends kind of still out there, fortune really favors those who are bold, okay?
And God helps and, those, you know, who help themselves.
Okay, there we go. So listen, take those steps to get the work done at this time. On the 22nd, speaking of Leos, this is when the sun enters Leo, shout out. And the next month really holds a lively, creative, and dramatic energy. We might feel more drawn to the arts, as well as taking hold of leadership positions and, you know, spotlights that maybe come our way, okay? Big Leo energy. We love to see it. And last but not least, two important things happening on the 28th I want to clue you in on. We've got a new moon in Leo, and this can be a highly creative time. You know, maybe it's a time that we make more room to pursue those creative projects, engage in our hobbies, or spend time with people we love. But I also have to call out on the 28th, we've got Jupiter retrograde in Aries beginning. Listen.
Have for the fun next not months, deciding anything for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, get ready. So for the next months, you honestly need to spend some time examining maybe how you wish to grow, expand, and create changes in your life and the lives of others. The 28th is a great day to take those first steps. Again, acting boldly and venturing into the unknown, but maybe also time for some real introspection that comes along with it. An exciting time, some big shifts kind of at the end of the month that I think will take us into a truly new and remarkable Leo season.
And then a sensual August, we hope. We'll see.
Ooh, sexy, sexy August. Listen, I'm trying to have a hot girl autumn this year, okay? Not trying to have a hot girl summer. I'm working on my hot
Ship
girl
a
right
sail.
Now. This is not the hot girl time. Like, she's a work in progress.
Me
but
too.
Come autumn, an autumnal
just
hot
fucking
girl,
wait.
Okay?
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, get ready. When September ends,
big
shit's going to get
cocoon energy
lit
over here, yeah.
That's Chrysalis. What I'm saying. Watch out, bitch. This cocoon is getting tighter
bussin,
and tighter.
Bussin'.
Ugh. Without further ado, we're going to get into some of these regular-ass months, starting with my brethren. Hello, sweet Geminis. You know I'm here to make it about us. Okay. Listen. July for the gems. We are really gonna, you know, I don't know, maybe spend some time diligently kind of digging into maybe some professional issues, okay? Feels pointed at me. But here's the time. It's maybe an opportunity for us to take some first steps, you know, for our career to develop or change. Fortunately, this is a time that, sweet gems, we can count on the support of our close friends and family. Dear God, I hope
you sure can.
What a wild fucking ride. Ooh. The first 3 weeks of July, we gems must really remember that reaching compromises will help us achieve our goals, and stubbornness can bring some damage. So, you know, in all this, you know, perhaps change, remember to be a little flexible. July is also a great time to study.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they always? July is also a great time to study, a time maybe if there's, you know, something you've been thinking about, learning about,
coding,
signing up for a class, mm-hmm. or maybe you're just trying to do that Duolingo. We can't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks to the professionalism and commitment in July, Geminis really could achieve some great professional success, but if they do not cope with the duties entrusted to them, you know, we might have to forget about that promotion for a minute, okay? So it's kind of like an act now or forever hold your peace kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's also going to be really important for us sweet gems to, you know, be helped and be caring, okay? You know, with those relationships with colleagues and with management if we're going to achieve success. You know, if you're really hustling for this promotion, again, that kind of study energy, sign up for an industry course, okay? I do want to say we're not going to have to worry about our financial situation regardless, because in July, we can really expect not a lot of expenses and some additional opportunities to earn money, which I love to see. In case you have any issues, again, this is another time who maybe you might need to lean on family or friends, people be discreet, whatever. That said, Geminis, July is not a great time for love, okay? We might be arguing with our partners a little bit. I hope not, but this is what the things are telling me. And we might, you know, be, I don't know, just a little unnecessarily stubborn, or we might, you know, I don't know.
Do something that someone takes personally.
Just engage in some pointless emotions. Who's to say? Mm. Listen, sweet gems, the advice, and this is truly advice we can all enjoy, is if you've got some extreme feelings this month, exercise some restraint where you can. And if you are an uncoupled gem, maybe be careful about not getting into a new relationship or anything at this time. All of that said, Jamie, who are we talking about next?
We are going to talk about Leo because we spent so much time mentioning them over and over up top. And it's almost your birthday, and so we never do this. Leos, here you are. In July, you're going to, like, calm down and just kind of let things flow around you.
Sir, calm down. Sir,
and you
sir,
will.
Calm down.
It's
sir,
unbelievable.
Calm down.
That you will calm down, indeed. And it's a wild time where you're going to realize that maybe you don't have to control everything that's around you. And that maybe sometimes it's good to, like, be a floater. Like, sometimes that's fucking awesome. And so you're having that moment finally where you're like, whoa, just going along with things is, like, very relaxing. So all of that lessened energy towards steering the group is going to free up some brain space for you. And you're going to become more empathetic than usual this month. You're going to have, like, a little more space for that. And I'm going to say maybe it's because you're not trying to steer the ship so hard. Who's to say? We'll see how it goes. But you can look forward to some great communication skills and an increase in the ability to listen, which is going to help you maybe meet somebody who could become an important part of your life. It could be maybe a good friend, a partner, even a business partner. Just somebody who's going to be, like, potentially around for a while. And this month, July, the Leos can also look forward to some harmony and warmth in love. Not necessarily, like, the most spicy month for singles, so sorry about it. But, like, you're doing fine. And, like, if you're partnered, it'll be a regular time. Something's got to just be regular, you know? You could hit maybe a little bit of a bump toward the end of the month. If your patience begins to wear thin, it could depend on what sign you're partnered with. Not sure. But just, like, remember your vibe this month, that you're just letting things flow, and hear out the people who are around you, whether it's your partner, a coworker, whoever. Even if you think what they're saying is fucking stupid, just pretend that you care.
Sometimes it is fucking stupid.
Sometimes it
okay?
is. But sometimes it's not about actually doing what they're saying or even really absorbing much about what they said, but making them feel listened to. So
Maybe. That's advice we can all enjoy.
Remember that at this time, Leo. And the big problem that could be on the horizon this July, unsurprisingly, is that jealousy could kind of rear its head. And this could be with friends or with your partner, but there's some kind of tension with jealousy between friends and partner for you this July, where I don't know if maybe you're spending more time in one space and other people are upset, or maybe you're the one that's upset, but there is a jealous triangle for you between your partner and your friends. So, you know, just make sure you're doing what you need to do to take care of that. Otherwise, enjoy the harmony and the increased patience, it seems like. And who is next?
Next, of course, we are talking about the like a Virgo, touched for the very first time. Man, I don't know what it is about these horoscopes, but they bring out my inner songstress. Okay, listen. Sweet Virgos, you're going to be heavily influenced this July by Jupiter and Mars, which could bring a lot of change to your life, okay? Could be some change of views, maybe on key issues even, which honestly I think is a beautiful thing and we should all be more flexible. Okay, listen. Might be a time that maybe some contradictions in life are kind of coming about. Maybe this has to do with maybe some ideological shifts you're going through.
Your homosexuality emerging.
Maybe you're homosexual and you're coming to terms with that. We're open to it. We love it. It might be difficult for you to decide on one strategy of action because of this. Maybe you need to break up with your boyfriend, okay?
Sometimes.
We can't know. We can't know. Listen, but you may also, like the sweet gems, have some focus on job stuff or an occupation. Maybe that's part of the shift in strategy. We can't know. You know, it's possible, sweet Virgos, you might even move abroad at this time.
Oh,
or maybe set the wheels in motion to think about that, which, I mean, we love it. Mm-hmm. Sweet entrepreneurial Virgos out there, maybe you're having your own company or something you've been working on, a little side project, so to speak. You might be forced to change, okay? You know, maybe some events will transpire and you'll be forced to make some shifts in kind of your long-term financial or strategic plans for this, okay? It's a time to think about what to do with good earnings so that in a few years, you know, you're building on your success and what you've, you know, started, okay? After the 15th of July, it's worth considering maybe investing in property if that's something you've been flirting with, all right? Maybe that's your entrepreneurial hustle. Relationships, just like our sweet gems, so maybe, I don't know, hang out with a Gemini this month, but it doesn't seem to be going super well, okay? It may turn out that for the Virgos, July 2022 is a sign of breakup time, okay? Not every relationship will survive the disputes and quarrels. Again, break up with your boyfriend. Maybe you're gay. We can't know, okay? If you care about the relationship, though, it is time to work harder and maybe time to get some outside help. That's advice we can all enjoy. Listen, single folks, again, the Virgos, I'm just saying, don't act desperate. Don't be too concerned about a July relationship. You have that hot girl summer while I have this hot girl fall. You feel me? Okay. Also, just out here to remind you that, you know, in July, think about your health. Make sure that you're getting what you need in your diet, those vitamins and nutrients.
Yeah.
As easy and fun as it is to eat late night pizza rolls, eat, you know, a little bit of broccolini somewhere in there. Okay.
Or something called pie holes that I've been ordering from DoorDash, which are mini hand pies from a pie plate. Anyway, they come in a box of like 12. They're great assorted flavors. Anyway,
oh.
I'm here to talk about Scorpio, not about pie holes. So, Scorpios. July is going to be
Scorpios, ruled by their genitals, not by their tongues. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a pie joke in there, but I'm not sharp enough to find it. Anyway.
We can't.
In July, you guys, Scorpios, it's going to be a lot of changes coming your way. And it's possible that you could feel by the end of the month that you're a completely new person, perhaps, from your previous lifestyle. And this kind of shift in your persona or the way you think about yourself is going to be connected with a better physical condition and maybe like some douchey gym stuff. I don't know. Like you might get into a little bit of bodybuilding at this time. I don't know. You're motivated to work on your body. And that, you know what? That's fine. You can do that. But let's just like also not get too into ourselves. I worry about a Scorpio like really hitting the gym and then feeling themselves, just what kind of toxic energy that could provide for others. So we'll all be cautious around you at this time. Anyway, socially, you might meet someone who could perhaps take you to a new community that would fit this new and improved physique that you have. So I don't know, maybe you're going to hit Muscle Beach or like join a racquetball gym. I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to make friends and connections with other people who also care about their physiques at this time. And make sure you don't omit your partner from these activities because that could perhaps cause some tension. I don't know if maybe there's like a lot of hotties wherever you're going, you know, typical hotties. And maybe that's causing tension if you're going alone. Maybe there's flirtatious photos that surface online. You're a Scorpio, so I'm really not sure what you're capable of. But bring your partner along.
Too much. You're capable of too much.
And all of these changes afoot, these changing social groups, this changing physique, this perhaps shifting relationship with a partner based on your physique – you guys can weather all of this, all of these changes, thanks to Uranus. Thanks to Uranus, you guys, you're going to be able to explore the unexplored and experiment maybe more than usual this month. And this is also maybe going to cause a little point of contention in your relationship because it's possible that like your kind of headstrong exploration and experimentation is not really matched with your partner's energy right now. Like, it's possible that your partner maybe is not sharing the same passion for the unknown. Like, if they maybe want to keep their feet on the ground, like, you could perhaps be irreconcilable about that. So, you know, something to look out for in the distance.
Something to think about.
Definitely. And you've got those gym friends. Remember, if you fucked up your relationship because you think that you're super hot, you've always got those gym friends. And who is next?
Next, we are talking about the Sagittarians. Hello, nice to see you on this side of things. Okay. Sweet Sagges. For you, July, maybe your attention is going to be focused on both the professional and the private matters, okay? You're also somebody who maybe have got some career goals, and I'm happy to report I think you've got the support of family and people who love you, okay? They're going to ensure that you can continue to look forward to the future. We like that. Your professional development, sweet Sagges, this month might be accelerated. Maybe, again, if you raise some qualifications through courses or additional training. Seems like some universal advice for the team this month, okay? It's possible that business trips or maybe a foreign delegation will be awaiting. So maybe you, like the Virgos, have a chance to get out of town, okay? Get out of Dodge. All right. Listen, Sagges, though, you are going to face some challenges this month, okay? And in a way, I think the biggest effect may be just the level of energy it's going to take from you. Mm-hmm. You know, the fights you may be facing may be exhausting. But I think at the end of the month, while you may feel exhausted, you will feel happy, okay? I think there's some prosperity to be seen this month. I think there's some success in business. And I think that's really all going to be thanks to some quick and wise decisions on your part. On the 20th of July, possible maybe around that time, you hear from some friends or some other social contacts, something that might help you achieve some of those financial goals. Maybe you're working on looking for some funding for something or a silent partner. We can't know, okay? Mercury's reverse motions mingle in matters of the heart, though, for you this month, okay? The situation of people and relationships, you know, might be a little dynamic, difficult to predict, let's say. If you're single, I would say not a bad time to look for a partner for a Sagittarius month. If you're not sure what you're after, maybe get some free job advice on a date. Well, who's to say? If our coupled Sagittarius are thinking about marrying, expanding a family, something like that, I encourage you to entertain these thoughts, all right? Again, though, take care of your immune system. You're going to be tired. There's a lot going on. Who are we talking about next?
Next, I think it's going to be time to talk about me. It's time for Aquarians. Here we are. Welcome, everyone.
Age of Aquarius.
Aquarians. July. It's going to be a lot of challenges. We'll be all right. But I am going to say that the last couple months, I do recall telling you all and myself that there's sort of a chance of a maybe unstable sort of manic month ahead. And that is both fun and often terrifying. So I'll say that personally, June has indeed been as projected, which is both fun and manic and also, you know, not fun at times, but July.
Listen, it be like that. It does. It be like that sometimes.
It's all right. But July, I can say this kind of like caged animal energy, this kind of manic vibe that we're struggling with will continue. And this month, we'll be able to use it perhaps a little bit more for good. It's like feels like maybe the edges of our energy will soften a little bit. The aggression, the agitation will come down a touch, but we'll, you know, remain high energy. So that's cool. And we can use this extra energy, channel it into some physical activities that could also help us control our minds a little bit at this high energy time, because we will be restless. And this will be related to our mood, condition, and how others perceive us at this time. This restlessness could lead us to maybe overplan, like trips, activities, things with friends. And it's possible that people around us will start to perceive us as maybe a little bit of a chaotic person, that maybe it's not always pleasant to be around. And so personally, I'm going to be aware of that. I don't love for people around me to feel like I'm a hectic, unstable individual, but they might. And they might at this time. So
we can't know.
We can't. And we might experience some rejection due to this month, whether it is professional, sexual, romantic, I don't know what it is, social, but there could be some rejection due to our weird energy. So anyway, we'll, in a good note, we're going to be very physically strong. And again, I'm going to go ahead and say this is because we've been pretty high energy for a while. I hope you've been channeling it into physical activity, because I promise that that usually does help. And so even though we might not feel strong, our bodies have gotten stronger through this time. And Mars is massaging us, charging our muscles, giving us a pump. And physically, there's really like, sky's the limit here. Like, if you're somebody who like is into marathons or like competitive anything, like July is the month. Like, we might be off the rails a little bit emotionally, but sometimes like that's when you run your best time. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm listening. I like it.
So like do that. But also, unfortunately, due to the influence of various planets, but also Mars, which is driving us, but also hurting us, we will be more impulsive than usual as well. And this could perhaps lead to some confrontations with others. And we will view that as them not being able to keep up with us. And so we might avoid these people. And that could perhaps damage some relationships. So let's just slow down a little, check our energy, but also get competitive in a physical way. Maybe make some prize money at this time. And who is next?
I like money. Listen, you know we're coming in about the Capricorns. Hello, sweet caps. You, this month, should use July to think about and plan for the near and the distant future. It's also a good time to finish up some existing projects and perhaps start to acquire new goals. You love to vision out, sweet Capricorns. You guys are the planners, if you will, of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's a time also, though, to focus on the inner you, maybe develop a little creativity, a little inner peace with that, because spiritual harmony is really going to help you with these goals, these projects, and maybe even finding a new hobby along the way. Love to see it. Only a good working atmosphere for you this month is going to help you achieve the results you strive to. So, you know, maybe nest a little bit, tend to your space, declutter, do the things that make your physical space feel more harmonious and able to, you know, be, I don't know, just a place that could kind of propel you to success, a place you want to be in, okay?
A launch pad, yes.
Absolutely. Also, you know, being a little bit more extroverted, a little more outgoing, just friendly, I think has some potential benefits coming your way. Listen, go to a function. Maybe, you know, have a little daily routine of, you know, touching base with some people, be at the coffee shop. But I think these things will help you strengthen some relationships with colleagues if you're doing it in the workplace. And look, you know you love to do it. Now, if you're a cap that is out there looking for a job, unfortunately, this month, I do think you're going to have some trouble finding one, but I don't want you to give up, okay? Because the good news is, while you may be hunting for a job, it seems like generally the financial situation for Capricorns in July will be quite stable. I think it's possible that maybe some family expenses that are, unforeseen could occur. So that's just an opportunity to think more about some intensive saving, but I don't think it's anything that's going to, you know, break the bank or make things feel crazy. But listen, you don't want to go into debt in the future. So consider how to secure your finances this month, maybe if you're being faced with some unexpected circumstances. Single Capricorns, this is not the month for meeting the love of your life. And Capricorns that are coupled off, I think you're just going to also have to be gentle with feelings this month, like many of our other friends on the Zodiac, okay? But if you're maybe feeling like a little time to invest in yourself, maybe a little haircut, maybe a little bit of a new outfit, maybe a little bit of a visual transformation, much like your space, I encourage you to do it because I think it'll help you gain confidence and maybe fight for the passion, maybe even in your relationship, okay? Health should be good this month, but again, I'm just telling you, just like everybody else, you know, take care of yourself, okay? Lean into some healthy habits, some vitamins, whatever it is. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Pisces. Welcome, Pisces. So in July, you guys are not going to recognize yourself. And this is going to be due to some uncharacteristic impulsive reactions that you'll start having due to some planetary bullshit rubbing on you. So you should, if you can, be careful not to say anything that maybe you're going to regret later. And perhaps try to avoid situations that involve maybe like some sharper opinions, like if you've got a coworker, a family member, etc., that you know has really whack opinions, maybe don't like throw something out and bait them. I've seen you do it, and it seems like it's not in your nature, but it happens sometimes. So we're going to try to not provoke people with different opinions than you at this time, and rather spend some time alone, which I know you probably love to do, and dedicate your time to some creative activities that can be extremely recharging. And you, much like me, the Aquarian, my best neighbor, the Pisces, will also be excellent at sports this month. So you can really, really do some damage in a financial way at a race, if that's something that you're also interested in. Maybe race an Aquarian. I don't know. They might beat you, though, this month. Not usually. But in July, Pisces is going to be under the major influence of emotions. And they're going to strongly perceive the slightest little changes in the room. We might even say that Pisces are perhaps going to be a little hypervigilant in July. And as someone who experiences hypervigilance, I'm sorry. But you will definitely be taking the behaviors of others very seriously, over seriously, we might say, because even a minor problem might be enough to drive you crazy for days. Who's to say? But it could help you make your relationship with nature stronger since you've been maybe neglecting that a little bit lately. So maybe you want to spend a little bit of time, as I mentioned already, by yourself in nature, do a woods walk. I don't know, spend time with an animal, just like something to
be grounded out there in the woods with your crystals.
Exactly. Get away from other people, but animals are fine. And just like restore yourself a little bit so you're not so fucking like disagreeable, I guess. But yeah, watch your health for chronic illnesses. But otherwise, you can look forward to some high physical performances like the Aquarius this month. And who is next?
Next, we've got to talk about the stars of the season. Hello, sweet crabs. Don't think I forgot about you.
Tap, 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 tap.
You're
yes.
Having a regular month. And click, click, click. Happy birthday, okay? Listen, at the beginning of this month, sweet crabs, I want to tell you that maybe you should focus on rest, a little recharge, a little rejuvenation. Maybe you're taking a long weekend or holiday around the 4th. I like that for you, okay? There may be potentially some news of a promotion, if that's been something you're seeking, that'll come after that. And so you might need to, you know, be ready to gear up for some changes, okay? Don't rest on your laurels, okay? Long-term success really is going to depend on your diligence, sweet crabs. But I want to tell you that, you know, emotions, unsurprisingly, like you're the wateriest during your own season, and your emotions really may prevail, okay, this month, sweet Cancer. You might be really excited about some things, and that might make it easy to get you a little off kilter, a little off balance, okay? So do what you can to keep your feelings in check, because this month really will depend on your contact with other people, okay? Mm-hmm. Building a positive image, perhaps, a reliable and relatable brand could be useful at work, okay? You know, colleagues may rely on you, and maybe you'll have a little reciprocity later down the line, okay? But just make sure to keep your emotions as separate from it as you can, not to take things too personally. You get the gist. Mercury is out here with a little backward motion, which is perhaps mingling students and scholars. So if you're a Cancer who's in a university situation or some sort of learning environment, could be a time that you might have a little bit of difficulties, okay? Maybe some anticipated changes in that university situation or continued learning. And also maybe some anticipated changes in the professional life of the work hustler crabs, okay? New, I think if you can calm down and maybe focus some of that energy on your family, that your professional practice can kind of fall into line. Parts of it might feel a little demanding, or it may be bleeding into too much of your kind of personal time. And I encourage you to do what you can to kind of balance that out.
And so do I.
You know, some of you, yeah, 100%. And some of you may be thinking about changing your job. You're maybe looking for that slower pace. And I think if that's how you're feeling, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's an okay thing to lean into, okay? Listen, you're going to need goodwill, though, this month, sweet crabs, because there could be a couple little kind of bickery things, maybe with a neighbor, maybe a little dispute, maybe a little dispute with your spouse or partner, okay? I'm just saying, listen, okay? You need to kind of do what you can, again, to keep those emotions in check, not to take things too personally. But, you know, other folks who aren't seeking conflict right now, sweet crabs, in their relationships, maybe you're thinking about expanding that family. Hey, I think that's a great time. Go for it, okay? Lots of change, perhaps, though, for the single crabs, one to call out. Maybe some of you are oriented this month towards finding a mate, and that person might be an older, more emotionally mature and intelligent partner. And your best time of meeting them is around the 20th. I think you're going to be in good health this month, in time to celebrate. And I think, you know, mid-month again, just remember, rest at the beginning of the month and get that kind of reboot middle of the month to gain some strength for all the changes that seem afoot.
Mm.
Who are we talking about next?
Next, finally, you guys thought that you were going to be a superlative because you're usually first, but I'm going to do Aries. So, Aries.
Ooh, tricked you.
We did. Last month, you had some big, like, senioritis energy. You were really feeling, like, the creep of summer and, like, smelling the air and not wanting to be inside and not wanting to do your work. And that was fine because your colleagues were, like, pretty much on the same page. And you guys were just, like, going out for drinks and calling at work. And that was fucking awesome. So you've done that now. But this July, you will transform into a charismatic leader, perhaps, who could stand out from the crowd at literally every social event. I'm so tired of telling you that you're going to sparkle with confidence and just fucking shine from your Aries nature. But you will once again do that. Self-confidence, positive energy. Everyone around you will perceive you as not a, but their role model. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But
it is.
You'll be able to make people feel comfortable in your presence. And just, you're a shiny guy at this time, you know. Therefore, this month will be marked by building relationships. And this could be like love relationships, expanding your friendship circle. Or if you're like in a work hustle situation, like this could be a really excellent time for networking and like work friendships as well, which like we don't talk about enough, but we do need. And, this is not going to just be like because of your ability to communicate, but also because you're going to excel in practicality. You're going to be really good at like taking the abstract idea and putting it into motion this month. And isn't that something that we all fucking lack all the time, is just like the actual know-how to like make it happen. So congratulations.
Napa know-how.
On that. And July is going to be a perfect time for Aries to get closer to their acquaintances. As we mentioned, like that really good social energy, great time to expand friendships, go deeper with friendships. And this is mainly thanks to Venus in the lion's position, if you will, which makes me think of that lion's den billboard that has like the silhouette of the lion mounting the other lion. If you've driven through the Midwest, you know the billboards I'm talking about. TM, the lion's
You also
den.
Know about the Hell is Real billboards. Okay,
you do.
Shout out to Ohio.
It's quite a smattering, and I bet they're owned by the same people. Anyway, love-wise, if you are a single Aries, don't be afraid to like reach out to maybe someone that you've just met. Could perhaps be a future partner. As I've mentioned, you're making really good first impressions at this time. And if this doesn't turn out to be a love, it could even just be a friend or someone to have some exciting experiences with, whatever that means for you. And physical health will be decent. Maybe be like a little bit careful. Looks like you could suffer with like some insomnia at this time. And I'm going to say like, hey, maybe that's related to your super high energy. But just watch out for maybe like a lack of sleep, kind of mounting into that energy changing flavor toward the end of the month. It is possible that you could kind of burn yourself out and go from being extremely likable to impossible to be around and kind of aggressive. So we'll remember that one and have a great July. And who is next?
It's that time.
Oh my
God. It's that time. I'm sorry you may have been waiting for it, but here we are to tell you who's having the worst month ever. In this July 2022, it's you, Libras. Listen, the system of planets, sweet Libras, is going to make this an intense month for you at work.
A tornado
and
in around
your private life.
Of planets.
Absolutely. Yes. Hurricane season, even. Who's to say? Okay. Listen, we got a number of problems and tasks that really are going to multiply in the second half of the month and probably going to require some jumping jacks and some help for you to cope with them, if I'm honest.
A lot of physical activity to deal with stress across the board this month.
Absolutely. Whew, listen, if you sweet Libras are feeling, I don't know, some kind of tension in your union, I think that that's because it may all come to a head in July, okay? You know, coupled Libras may be fighting with their partners for dominance, which can seriously tarnish your relationship and end up with a power kind of struggle, okay? Mastery over your emotions, just like I was telling the sweet crabs, will help you communicate with your loved ones and maybe forgive them some unpleasant statements. But I'm nervous about things you might say, okay?
Yeah, that you can never take back.
Exactly. And listen, in July, sweet Libras, you may have extremely high libido. And while that sounds fun, the lack of control over lust may be fatal to some relationships, both romantic and platonic, in your life. Okay?
That's to be messy as hell.
Listen. Okay. I'm a little stressed for you because, again, I just need you to be careful. I just want to say that maybe some sort of accident or slip of the tongue or maybe general malice that could come about could destroy things you've been working on for a long time, okay? So be as diplomatic as you can. Now, I don't want to leave you all doom and gloom because there certainly does seem to be a lot of it. But I do think that with a little confidence, some things in terms of hard work can, while you may have like more tasks and more things coming up, especially in the second half of the month, it seems like your hard work will pay off perhaps in the monetary sense and maybe having some of those desired effects. Okay. So some financial success, maybe an investment, maybe some innovative solutions. Maybe you're thinking about expanding your office if you're, you know, somebody who's helping run a company or your own company. And perhaps it's worth spending a little bit of that surplus money on maybe some extra equipment or something to make your home a better or work situation. But I do just say, if you want to keep financial liquidity, don't lend money to anyone because you may have to wait months or even years.
Or you may never get it back. You may have to sell that debt to a debt collector for $1.
Here's what I tell you. It's It's never good to loan money that if it didn't come back to you, you would be remiss.
Okay? You're saying goodbye to it temporarily or maybe forever. And people
or maybe forever.
That. Yeah.
That's advice we can all
it's
enjoy.
Not insured.
Libras, I'm rooting for you. The money stuff seems good. Don't hump your friends and watch your words.
They
watch
love
your language.
To do that, just like anecdotally. Mm. Sorry. Libras, humping I love you so
friends,
much, but like you're
Libras.
So messy. Yeah.
Too much of a peacekeeper, maybe peacekeeping with your genitals all over town. We can't know. We can't know. All right. Not here to slut shame.
Not at all.
Just saying, don't fuck your friends. Fuck your strangers.
There
all
it
right.
is.
And with that said, light drum roll. Jamie, who's having the best month ever?
Speaking of someone who enjoys the pleasures of the physical flesh, I guess as opposed to the spiritual flesh, the Taurines, congratulations. You know who you are. You've been waiting to hear yourself.
And sweet Taurines, one flesh. Ugh.
Finally, you get to have the best month. I feel like it's been forever, like maybe never. But July, it's going to be a harmonious month for you guys. And I'm going to say the overall theme, and this is really great, the overall theme of July is that Taurines will be delighted with themselves. And I'm so jealous. What a wonderful feeling for you to have for a month. So it's going to be a harmonious July. You'll be able to really get like completely comfortable in many, many areas of your life. Your home space is going to feel like you've really kind of got it dialed in. I don't know if maybe you're somebody who moved recently, kind of all those new space feelings that aren't excitement will start to fade and you'll feel like a little more attached to your space. Again, harmonious, relaxed, the vibes are good. And in this kind of softer, sunnier time, empathy will awaken in you. And this is going to lead you to be like a big support of your loved ones. And at the same time as you're supporting people and loving yourself so much, you'll also be full of energy. And so, you know, don't be afraid to like plan a lot of things with other people, maybe say yes to helping other people with things. You could actually find like quite a bit of joy from helping other people at this time. And you will find that you have plenty of energy to do so. And like a few of us, Aquarians, Pisces, etc., you are also going to be in kind of a more acute physical shape this month. And you should take advantage of that if you can. Again, if you want to enter a competition or maybe even just like get more involved with sports with friends, show off a little, whatever. But don't forget to warm up properly. This is my only little note of warning is that like you could perhaps be in for like a little bit of like a muscular injury at this time if you're not like,
oh no, watch those muscles.
A little careful, just like stretch it out, you're fine. But Tauruses, you're going to be the most affected by Jupiter in Pisces position. And this is the thing that's got you feeling so delighted with yourself. And it will allow you to stop worrying about a lot of the things you've been worrying about, things you have no control over. There's going to be a shift in your mentality and it'll feel easier to just kind of like not take that on. You know, like if it's not my responsibility, I'm not thinking about it anymore. And so fucking congratulations on that. We all love that. So you can look forward to being overwhelmed by harmony. And that...
Oh, overwhelmed.
That will spill out onto others as well. And so... have a fucking great time, socially, in love, whatever. You have a gold light pouring from you, if you will. I can't believe I said that, but that's your vibe this month. And because of that, it's also an ideal time for if you want to dabble with spirituality that maybe you pushed aside or didn't have time for or energy for previously, now could be a good time. And I'd say it seems like maybe you become a cult leader based on everything that I've just
perhaps
said.
Perhaps a cult leader. Okay.
So, right. TBD, let us know if you start your new religion in July. And, wow. And that's all. Congratulations
that's
on your July.
That's it and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know about your planetary discharges.
Wow. Were you sitting on that? That was great.
Sitting on it this whole time. Yes. Moist. Okay. Listen, you can let us know about them on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at @WAYLTTweets. Good night, good morning, good day, good evening. We'll see ya for the stars again next month.
Bye.